Chapter 2.
Well, Mr. Easton, I think you want me to speak first. Don't you ever recognize old friends when you meet them in the West? The younger man was surprised at the sound of her voice and seemed to be a little embarrassed. The young man, however, held her fingers tightly with his left hand. It's Miss Fairchild, he said with a smile. I'll ask you to excuse the other hand. It has another job at present. He raised his right hand a little and showed his shining bracelet. The glad look in the girl's eyes slowly changed to a very confused horror. The pink faded from her cheeks. Her slightly opened lips showed her confusion. Easton, with a little laugh, seemed amused and was going to speak, but the other man interrupted him. The man was watching the girl's confused look.